EcoScoops word met trots vervaardig deur NewsCoop. Hallo, ek is Isabel Potgieter en jy is ingeskakel by EcoScoops, die ruimte waar ons ondersoek instel oor hoe gesonder landskappe tot gesonder lewens lei. Vandag op die program gesels ons met Michelle Duplessis van die Veldgidsvereniging van Suider-Afrika. FGASA is die professionele liggaam wat standaarde vir gidse en spoorsnyers stel en ondersteun. Sy vertel ons meer oor die Safari Gids van die Jaar kompetisie, wat die beste professionele safari gidse in Suider-Afrika erken en tentoonstel. Maar soos ouer gewoonte, kyk ons eers na omgewingsnuushooftrekke. Olam Agri sê Afrika kan slegs selfstandige voedselstelsels bou deur plaaslike waardeketings te versterk en net deur plaasproduksie te verhoog nie. Die landboubesigheid sê belegging in berging, logistiek, verwerking en vervaardiging is nodig om voedselbeskikbaarheid te verbeter en invoerafhanklikheid te verminder. Dit voer ook aan dat klimaatslim boerdery, droogtebestande, saadvariëteite en boeropleiding noodsaaklik is om landbou meer veerkragtig te maak. Olam Agri sê regering in die privaat sektor met saamwerk om beleids- en infrastruktuurvoorwaardes te skep wat langtermyn beleggings in Afrika landbou lok. Afrika se jong bevolking wend hulle toenemend tot hernubare energie as 'n pad uit werkloosheid en na volhoubare lewensbestaan, het afgevaardigdes by die onlangse Afrika Energie Forum in Kaapstad gehoor. Met baie lande wat steeds kroniese kragtekorte in die gesig staar, rol jeuggeleide ondernemings sonkraghuisstelsels, mini-netwerke en energiedoeltreffende tegnologieë uit om onderbediende gemeenskappe te elektrifiseer. Hierdie inisiatief skep werksgeleenthede langs die hernubare energiewaardeketting van vervaardiging en installasie tot instandhouding en projekbestuur, terwyl jong mense met kritieke tegniese en entrepreneuriese vaardighede toegerus word. Kenners het egter gewaarsku dat getekende opleiding, beter toegang tot finansiering en ondersteunende beleide dringend nodig is om te verseker dat Afrika jeug die vasteland se skoon energie oorgang ten volle kan dryf en daarby kan baat. Vandag gesels ons met Michelle Duplessis van FGASA. FGASA het elke jaar stygende maatstawwe opgemerk. Watter spesifieke verbeterings of tendense het jy in vanjaar se finaliste gesien in vergelyking met vorige kompetisies?
We definitely saw a increase in the level of professionalism. It's really what was significant was the fact that all the contestants, all the finalists have a very high level of skill on all those categories that we've mentioned in terms of, you know, the skills that they were being assessed on. But what stood out in terms of an improvement over the years has definitely been the level of professionalism and their interaction with people being very humble and authentic. And that stood out for us this year.
Hoe gebruik FGASA geleenthede soos Safari Gids van die Jaar om professionele standaarde en bewaringsuitkomste reg oor die gidsbedryf te bevorder?
FGASA uses events like Safari Guide of the Year to advance professional standards by observing and really interacting during the week when we have these opportunities to be with the finalists, which are the top of the year that have been selected. We really see where they are, and as I said, certain things really stood out. So we use that opportunity to improve going forward in terms of a professional organization, if there are any gaps. But most importantly, the platform of Safari Guide of the Year is number one is to recognize professional guiding and to let all our guides know that have achieved those standards that we see them and we recognize them as professionals.
Vir aspirant gidse wat vandag luister, wat is drie praktiese dinge waarop hulle moet fokus om te vorder na FGASA akkreditasie en uiteindelik op hierdie vlak mee te ding?
For aspiring guides listening today, there are three things that they should focus on when progressing towards FGASA standards and certification levels. And I would say number one, get onto a professional career path. FGASA has a very specific strategy and framework for that, where guides can get onto their career path. So that would be number one. Number two is to align yourself with the right mentorship and people in the field and the community of professionals that we have as members. Align with them, because those are the people that are going to help you along the way and support you in your quest to improve yourself as a guide. And then thirdly, have the grit not to give up and keep improving your skills and keep learning. And then just one fourth little thing, which is really, really important for us, is that guides do this with integrity and ethical professionalism. That is really important. No matter where you are in your journey, those qualities are really, really important in a professional landscape.
En dit was Michelle Du Plessis van die Veldgidsvereniging van Suider-Afrika. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. En dit was nog 'n uitsending van EcoScoops, trots vervaardig deur NewsCube.